Getting to a trauma center quickly can be critical. But in the Florida Keys, there are no trauma centers. That leaves you the option of being airlifted out, and that can cost you nothing or tens of thousands of dollars. Nancy Klinginger, reporting for Health News Florida, explains how Monroe County is trying to make sure patients have the chance to choose that first option.
In July of last year, Ellen Engelson went to the ER in Key West with a broken leg. Her leg had been weakened from radiation treatments years before, and the bone broke spontaneously. She needed specialized care and had to get to a hospital on the mainland.
I wanted to go on the land ambulance, but they said that it was too dangerous for me, that I had to take the helicopter.
And the only helicopter Engelson says she was told about was LifeNet, the one that's based at the hospital in Key West. It's operated by a private company. Engelson was airlifted to Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami.
I spent a week in the hospital, and when I came back, I got my mail, and I had a bill from LifeNet for $54,999. I was just blown away.
Engelson's insurance paid for $8,000 of that bill, but she was on the hook for the rest. While she was fighting the bill, she learned about TraumaStar, a whole other helicopter service owned and operated by the county government. For people who live in the Keys or own property, TraumaStar collects what it can from insurance, and that's it. There's no out-of-pocket cost.
We are a remote area.
The Keys are 125 miles long, with one road in and out. Monroe County Commissioner David Rice says that's why the county started the service 14 years ago.
Trauma centers are marvelous places. If you get there alive, you'll probably leave there alive. The getting there part is what we wanted to enhance.
They originally projected that we would fly 12 times a year, and we actually beat that in the first month that we were in service.
Captain Andrea Sutherland oversees the EMS side of TraumaStar operations. Last year, TraumaStar had 385 calls. By mid-September of this year, they were already up to 320. Sutherland says without medical airlifts, she would think twice about raising her family in the Keys. She's seen firsthand how many things can go wrong.
Dive emergencies, spearfishing incidents, boating accidents, wave runner accidents. People have fallen off the top of the fort out at Dry Tortugas, walked right off the side of the fort. Construction accidents, falling off the top of houses that they're building, they don't have staircases yet.
Even though TraumaStar has been operating for 14 years, Rice says he was still getting a lot of calls from people upset they didn't know about the option or couldn't tell the ER they wanted to use TraumaStar instead of LifeNet.
Because when you go into the emergency room, you're not the best communicator in the world.
So last summer, Monroe County sent out red stickers that say TraumaStar First Option for every Keys resident to put on their licenses and insurance cards. Rice says the stickers seem to be working. The hospital in Key West, Lower Keys Medical Center, says doctors decide which helicopter to use based on things like how quickly a patient needs to be transported and which helicopter is closest. LifeNet is based at the hospital in Key West. TraumaStar is 50 miles up the road in Marathon. LifeNet representatives said in an email the company does work with patients who may not be able to pay for an airlift. And after 4 months of fighting the $47,000 balance, Ellen Engelson got LifeNet to settle for the money it got from her insurance company. But she's still an evangelist for TraumaStar.
Whenever I am in the grocery store or the drugstore and people pull out their wallets, I always ask them if they have the TraumaStar sticker or if, put a piece of tape on your ID.
At first, Monroe County subsidized the TraumaStar program at about $1 million a year. Now the county says it's close to breaking even. For Health News Florida, I'm Nancy Klinginger in Key West.
Health News Florida has begun a new series called Pregnant and Poor, The Decline of Prenatal Care in Florida. You can follow along on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.